Rain and cool conditions continue across parts of the Midwest at this hour. We're going to see the precipitation hang on today, but tomorrow should be a better day. The majority of the precipitation this morning was occurring from a big part of Illinois and Indiana and Ohio southward, across the Ohio River and into Kentucky and further south for that matter, and even extending back into parts of Kansas and Missouri. Dry conditions are present in the upper portions of the Midwest, and that's going to be ongoing for a while. This is the last event to move across the heart of the Midwest until we get to Thursday and Friday, and at that point, one more system will likely come across the region. That event today is actually going to be a little more widespread than what was advertised yesterday. Yesterday, we talked about that system late Thursday, Friday, and early Saturday to occur primarily near the Ohio River. Well, today's forecast will allow that precipitation to occur further to the north, including parts of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, and southeastern Michigan, as well as Kentucky, and that will obviously complicate things just a little further, keeping the delays on fieldwork running fairly long across the region. There will be an opportunity for some drier weather to occur in the western Corn Belt. It might be more significant, especially in the upper parts of the Midwest. We'll expect some of those areas to be dry this weekend into the middle part of next week, probably Saturday into Wednesday of next week will probably be the driest period in the western Corn Belt. In the north, that would be Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, the Dakotas, Wisconsin, maybe northwestern Illinois. The lower parts of the western Corn Belt will probably see a little bit of rain with this event coming up here late this week, and we'll see that holding back a little bit of the field work for a little while in Kansas and Missouri. We'll expect that the weekend event that's going to impact the lower eastern Midwest already be out of the way in the lower western Midwest, and we'll see some improving conditions there for a little while. In the second week of the two-week outlook, there's going to be quite a bit of instability occurring in the western parts of the Corn Belt. So starting sometime around Monday of next week and continuing through the second weekend of the two-week outlook, there'll be almost a near daily occurrence of showers and thunderstorms across parts of the western Corn Belt. It's not going to rain everywhere every day, but there will be enough instability in the atmosphere to make for a slow planting pace. The environment will be ideal, however, for most crops that are already established, and their growth potential will be very impressive. The temperatures will be warmer across the Midwest as we get into the weekend, and especially next week, and the combination of that and the shower activity that will occur will likely translate into a favorable crop growth environment. But again, there will be some concern about planting. Now, for the lower eastern Midwest, we should have another opportunity for getting into the fields from Sunday into Wednesday of next week. That will be the best window that will occur. There's a chance that some areas will likely still have good weather for planting even into Thursday of next week. And then after that, I think instability showers will occur more often across the region once again. So there's a hope for all kinds of things to take place. I think it's still generally a very good environment for most crops. Certainly dry weather is the higher priority for the eastern parts of the Midwest, where it's been so wet here recently. Temperatures are going to rebound a little bit better than they have. Certainly couldn't be cool out there yet today. I don't expect to see any dramatic warm-up taking place until we get to the end of this week. The high temperatures this afternoon should run mostly in the upper 50s and 60s. We'll expect 60s mostly tomorrow, and then we'll see a few lower 70s showing up on Thursday. The warmest weather will hold off, though, until next week, when we'll see 70 and lower 80 degree readings. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.